Tam and I are honored to be asked back to be the MCs of the Home of Guiding Hands 49th annual gala event, the Bootleggers Ball. Man, that sounds like a party to me. And joining us is the Home of Guiding Hands CEO, Edward Hershey. Edward, it was a pleasure meeting you at the walk a few weeks ago, and thanks for joining us this morning, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. The walk was a fantastic event, what a great time we had there.
So, Edward, for those who aren't familiar with the Home of Guiding Hands, which is a wonderful organization and has been around for quite some time, can you give us a quick little synopsis about what you do?
Oh, you bet, yeah. Home of Guiding Hands has been around for over 50 years in East County, and we're committed to providing quality support, critical housing, and life skill training for children and adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
Watching some of the young men and women who have benefited from Home of Guiding Hands at your annual walk last month, it was some of the most heartwarming stuff we've ever seen. They're so happy. You can just see that their lives have been changed because of the work that you and your team does at Home of Guiding Hands, Edward. That must be a tremendously rewarding feeling for you all.
Oh, it is. That what you're seeing is that they're thriving in their community. And that's really what sets HGH apart. Is we really, the individuals that we have the pleasure of working with and serving, we get to bring them and connect them with the community. Things you and I take for granted, going to the movies, going to Starbucks, going to Disneyland, that's what really makes them thrive.
Well, having that ability to in some ways become really quite self-sufficient in a lot of areas with some guidance is what you're all about. And you also offer respite care, which is something I think that is such a needed thing for families who have children and adults who have some challenges. And that's what this gala does, is it helps raise money to make your organization grow.
Exactly. You mentioned respite care, and that's probably one of the first programs or how individuals that have a loved one with a disability get connected with organizations like Home of Guiding Hands. When my wife and I were newlyweds and our first daughter was diagnosed with Williams syndrome, It took a year, 2 years before we were even comfortable leaving her alone. And the respite worker that we had the opportunity to work with quickly became like an extension of the family. We really grew that relationship. She just loved Julia, and it gave us kind of that break we needed, where before we were feeling bad about leaving. And then it expanded Julia's connection and people that she interacted with and would go into the community and thrive.
Parents aren't given a step-by-step guidebook when they become parents. I mean, we can all read up on things, right? But it's something that we have to do as we learn. And when we have children who need more than the average kid, it can be really overwhelming. And I think so many parents are afraid to ask for help. And that's why it's such a great thing that your organization is here. And then moving on to when children grow up and become adults, and we all want our adult children to be successful. And the biggest part of that is them just feeling confident enough to get out there in the world. And so I can't give enough love to your organization.
Yeah, thank you. But it's you talked about, John, earlier, seeing everybody just happy and engaged. And that's really what it's all about, getting in the community and thriving.
Can't wait. Dancing and partying, maybe a champagne glass or two, Tammy. Mm-hmm. You know how you like to party.
You know, I heard there might even be a speakeasy. Mm-hmm. Somewhere there.
Just going to be a wonderful event. And again, we're very, very excited and honored to be a part of it, Edward, because this is just what, you know, we call ourselves San Diego's Morning Show. This is what it's all about, just helping each other out and being there for when we need help. So we're just honored to be a part of it, man.
Looking forward to it.
You can get tickets at hghgala.org, the 49th annual Home of Guiding Hands Bootleggers Ball, to benefit more than 4,200 individuals with developmental disabilities. Be a part of your community and be a part of this. It's going to be at the U.S. Grant Hotel, 10th. Again, just go to hghgala.org.